A few weeks ago, Griff and I went to Americus, Georgia. This was no run-of-the-mill trip. This was dating baptism by fire. During our 36 hours in Americus, I visited his high school, two Habitat for Humanity houses he'd helped build, and the clothing shop where he bought his first suit. I shook hands with his high school algebra teacher and his pastor, and I'm sure a few unidentified ex-girlfriends, and I met almost a dozen Gatewood relatives. One of the relatives was Granddaddy Gatewood. Dr. Gatewood is, as we in the South say, in decline, and he has been declining, I gather, for the better part of a decade. He does not remember much. In the afternoon, he did not remember having met me in the morning. He does not remember Griff's name, or that Anna is his granddaughter and pregnant, or the tune to America the Beautiful, or how long it takes to get from home to church. The Gatewoods filled an entire pew at church, and I sat near the end, between Griff and his grandfather, who sat on the end of the pew where his long legs could have some extra stretch room. Frankly, I was a little uncomfortable and annoyed. I thought it was irresponsible of Griff to stick me next to his senile grandfather, with whom I had spent exactly 20 minutes. I felt that Griff and I should switch places, but I also knew better than to speak up. And then, as so often happens when I am uncomfortable and annoyed, this seating arrangement turned out to be the best thing ever. I would later speak of the privilege of sitting next to Granddaddy Gatewood. I would say that God himself had a hand in arranging the seating. Because sitting next to him I could see and hear that Dr. Gatewood, who might not even remember how to count to 10, remembered how to pray. The Lord's Prayer and the Apostles' Creed were somewhere in the foundation of his memory, beneath even his grandchildren's names. I doubt that Dr. Gatewood ever thought of what he was doing when he said the Lord's Prayer as liturgy, but he was in fact praying a liturgy. For liturgy happens any time we repeat one prayer over and over, week in and week out. Sometimes that prayer was written by someone else. In Dr. Gatewood's case, the liturgy was composed by Jesus. Even the little child laying herself down to sleep, praying the Lord her soul to keep, is praying a liturgy. Even my friend Meg, who left the too liturgical...